Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Walt Whitman, born 31 May 1819. He lived until 1892. In that good long life, he was a journalist and a volunteer nurse during the Civil War. But for literary history, his seminal work was Leaves of Grass, which he began in 1855 and continued to revise and expand until his death. Many composers, both in Europe and the U.S., set his words as art song, and we'll begin with Leonard Bernstein's To What You Said, from his Songfest.
And parting, and I am one.
Leonard Bernstein conducted his To What You Said from Songfest. Donald Graham sang with the National Symphony Orchestra. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll enjoy the poems of Walt Whitman as song. Let's hear how the English composer Charles Villiers Stanford set two Whitman poems.
Thank you. life is closed. Our life is closed. Our life begins. The long, long anchorage we leave. The ship is clear at last. She leaps, she leaps. She swims.
The two Walt Whitman poems, The Soul and Joy, Shipmate Joy, were sung in those Charles Villiers Stanford settings by Stephen Varco with Clifford Benson piano. Hindemith set Whitman poems as songs, but his most famous setting is When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed, a kind of oratorio for soloists, chorus, and orchestra. The words were inspired by Lincoln's assassination, which occurred just 5 days after the end of the Civil War. You'll hear the way Whitman wove symbols of the slain hero, public mourning, private as well as national grief, and in the end, grief is put behind and memories are cherished, looking forward. I'll play excerpts from a classic 1986 recording with Robert Shaw conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, with William Stone baritone and Jean de Gaetani mezzo-soprano.
returning spring Trinity sure to me you bring. Lilac blooming perennial and drooping star in the west and thought of him I colored blossoms and heart-shaped leaves of rich green. A sprig with its flower I break. slowly passes. I give you my sprig of lilac. No, for you, for one alone, blossoms and branches green. To coffins all I bring, for fresh as the morning, thus would I carol a song for you. myself, for the dead one there I loved. And how shall I deck my soul for the large sweet soul that has gone? And what shall my perfume be for the grave of him I love?
Sea winds blown from me.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this time a celebration of Walt Whitman's birthday. We just heard excerpts from Hindemith's When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed, with Robert Shaw conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, with William Stone baritone and Jan De Gaetani mezzo-soprano. Whitman was credited with creating free verse. His poetry would seem an unlikely source of inspiration to composers, but more art songs have been written to his words than any other American poet except for Emily Dickinson. Earlier we heard Stanford's setting of Joy, Shipmate, Joy. Now let's hear how Vaughan Williams set those same words. Walt Whitman's Joy, Shipmate, Joy was set by Vaughan Williams and sung by Simon Keenlyside baritone with Graham Johnson piano. In the remaining time, let's hear Thomas Hampson live at a 2001 Salzburg festival singing American settings of Walt Whitman poems.
At the last tenderly from the walls of the powerful fortress house, from the clasp of the knitted locks, from the keep of the well closed. Let me glide noiselessly forth with the key of softness, unlock the locks with a whisper, set open the doors, oh thank you.
sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes, are in that land.
Weeping angel.
That was Thomas Hampson with Wolfram Rieger Piano in American settings of Walt Whitman poems. I hope you've enjoyed these songs inspired by the words of Walt Whitman. You can go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and follow the link to the archive of previous programs. There, you may also leave your comments or suggestions. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.